Grant your children the power of clarity and reason. You were meant to be a nation of thinkers, of rebels, of reason, of fire. You were not meant to be governed like cattle. You were meant to govern yourselves. And how? Through education. But what do I see now? A people who have abandoned their minds, who treat education as a nuisance, or worse, a show. Children herded into schools like sheep, not to be awakened, but to be contained. Half-assed parents seeking babysitters, not mentors. And schools, obliging, going through motions, stamping diplomas, never daring to ask, did they learn? And did they learn for life? Do they think? Can they stand? You speak of informed voters as if that is enough. Fools! A ballot means nothing, nothing, if cast by a hand that does not know. Freedom is not preserved in voting booth. It is preserved at the breakfast table, in daily decisions, by the informed woman, by the informed man, who knows why they act, what they value, and what price liberty demands. And the parties. You allow them to rot. They say everything you want them to say and mean nothing. They promise both sun and storm. They serve power, not you, voter. But they exist because you let them. Because you lack the tools to see their contradictions. Because you are not taught to see. You had the greatest inheritance ever granted to a people. A republic of your own. A chance to be free. Not just in a name, but in thought. And what have you done with it? You work, yes, you labor, oh yes, but working is not enough. You were not born for routine, you were born to rise. To become great beings, to pursue knowledge, virtue, beauty, truth, authenticity, not just for yourselves, but for the nation and for the world that is sure to follow. And while you sleep, your enemies, of which there are many, whisper. They do not come with muskets. They come with false values, with poison dressed as virtue. They will tell you wealth is worth, that ignorance is authenticity, that thinking is arrogant. The oldest trick in the oldest book. And you will believe it. Because no one taught you how to fight back.
how to use tools for thinking to see the results of your inaction. I am sick with grief and burning rage. We built this nation as a temple for the mind. And you've let it crumble into a mall. You inherited a revolution and you gave your children a screen full of puppets. So I say this. Reclaim your minds. Reclaim your schools. Reclaim your republic. Or watch it die. Let the ground tremble with your awakening. Let no child remain ignorant. Let no citizen remain passive. Let no lie pass unanswered. And let this be the hour you remember that you are not made to obey. You were made to think, to build, to defend liberty with reason as your sword. And above all else, to rise as great beings. You think your life has been hard? You think you've labored enough? Let me tell you what awaits those who fail to educate their children. Those who make truth decay, who make mockery of knowledge, who drown thought in noise. The hard work you've done thus far will seem like child's play. Because nothing, nothing compares to the labor of trying to protect your sons and daughters from a world torn apart by ignorance. The next great war will not be fought with rifles or tanks. It will be fought with ideas, with broken institutions, with divided minds, with collapsing truths. And if you do not arm your children with the power of reason, with the ability to discern fact from fantasy, you will send them to that battlefield unarmed. You will work yourself into the grave trying to rebuild what you refused to maintain. There will be no rest, no weekend, no Wednesday, no comfort. No normal life. The only reward, if you survive long enough, you may witness your children start at the height that you first destroyed with your ignorance. Let us be clear about one more thing. The United States is not a two-party system. It never was. Nor was it ever meant to be a cardinal direction. That too is a misunderstanding born from lack of education. The United States, risen to its responsibilities, becomes an aim for the modern world to follow towards safety and security, wisdom and prosperity. It is not a mere nation, but the educated, risen, and wise future of all humankind.
What we are, the world becomes, and what we fail to be, the world suffers for. So I warn you, any generation that drops the torch, that allows superstition to sneak into science, that brings dogma into the classroom, that lets myth distort medicine or politics poison truth, that generation will be forced to do it all again. Every lesson relearned. Every right re-earned. Every responsibility re-taught. And they will do it with their children watching. And their children will not forgive them. You speak of equality. We were gracious, yes, gracious, when we wrote those words. All men are created equal. But if you read carefully, if you truly understood, you would know what we meant. Children are more important than adults. They are not your property. They are your responsibility. They are the unfinished chapter of this nation. They are to stand on your shoulders. And if you betray them, if you feed them lies, if you dull their minds, if you teach them to obey to the point of fracture, instead of teaching them to think and rise, you deserve neither liberty nor legacy. So hear me now, and let there be no misunderstanding. Do not make a mockery of the Constitution of the New World. Do not twist it to serve your comforts. Do not defile it with your superstition. Do not hide behind it while dismantling the very freedom it protects. Because if you do, if you let this republic fall into shadow, if you allow the light of reason to be snuffed out, we will teach you labors like you have never imagined. And history will forget your name.